practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the opportunity that we have to bring this radio broadcast to you as each and every one of us prepare our hearts to worship the Lord today in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing church, along with others of like precious faith. And I do trust that you'll go to church today. Let's begin the program today with what we're going to be calling a praise medley. I think this will lift up your heart, lift up your soul today, as we focus on the things of the Lord on this another Lord's Day. Hallelujah. And truly, it's very important for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ to praise the Lord. Psalm 150 says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." And so I want to ask you this morning, are you praising the Lord? Well, I trust that you are, and I trust that you'll go to church, a good, solid Bible-believing church where you can praise the Lord along with others who know the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Now, if you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30, classes for all ages. And then, of course, our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And so come on out and be with us. Now, this week, we are going to be having our regular yearly Daily Vacation Bible School. And, of course, we're going to be having a great time in the Lord. The theme for the children's classes is Kingdom Quest, but we will also be having an adult class, and I will be teaching that adult class. And the theme for the adult class is Our Spiritual Warfare, God's Victorious Armor. Our Spiritual Warfare, God's Victorious Armor. And so I would invite you to come on out for Vacation Bible School. Classes for all ages. Classes for the entire family. And that'll go from tomorrow night, that is July the 10th, on through the 14th. And I trust that you'll be able to be with us. Now, it starts at 6 o'clock and goes until about 8:45. And so we would love to have you to come on out and be with us as we fellowship around the Word of God together. Now, the adult class won't start until about 7 o'clock. The children will get started before we do, and then, of course, at about 7 o'clock, we will begin our Bible class. And so, as parents, you can come on out and fellowship with us around the table, as it were, because we are going to be having dinner at about 6 o'clock for those who come in. And then, of course, we can fellowship with the children and just have a good time with them. After they have their opening exercises, then we will go into our Bible study as well. So that's Daily Vacation Bible School this week here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And then I want to remind you that coming up in just several weeks is the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. And, of course, we have the opportunity of being involved with that. And that will be July the 30th through August the 4th. Our speakers will be Dr. Wendell Calder and Dr. David Kistler, and our theme this year is a study on the book of Jude. And the theme specifically will be earnestly contending for the faith. And so I would encourage you to be out and to be involved with that. That's the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, July the 30th through August the 4th. And truly, we would encourage you to contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona if we can serve you in any way. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. And, of course, you can email us as well. That email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. I would also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry there. But drop by and visit us sometime. And I might say that if you have a question about the Bible, or you want to talk about your own relationship with the Lord, again, don't hesitate to contact us. You can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And beloved, our desire is that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you cannot find a time where you realize that you are a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world, and then you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And if you would say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and you really mean that, then you can believe that He will save you, He will forgive you of your sins, He will give you eternal life, and of course, you will become one of His children simply through faith. And if you've done that, if you've made that your prayer today, once again, contact us here at the church because we have a little booklet that we'd like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But it is a joy to have you there by the radio. Drop by and visit us here at the church one of these days. We would love to have the opportunity to meet you face to face. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us, another Lord's Day, we call it, another day when we can fellowship with others of like precious faith. And Father, I truly do pray that everyone under the sound of my voice right now will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church this morning where they can grow in Christ, where they can worship you in spirit and in truth, and where they can encourage other Christians and be encouraged by other Christians. That's my prayer, Lord, and as you know, that's the main purpose for this broadcast every Sunday morning at this same time. And so I pray, dear Lord, that you'll work in the hearts of everyone listening today that they might go to church. Father, I just commit this program into your hands, praying that you'll use it for your honor and your glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remember that grand old hymn, The Lord's Prayer? You know, I've not heard that in a long time. So let's listen to it today, The Lord's Prayer. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, and I would like to read with you verses 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, where the Word of God says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." That's Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And now before I deliver a message entitled In the World, But Not of the World, taken from John chapter 17, verses 9 through 14. Let's listen to a quartet singing the song, Complete in Thee.
Complete in Thee, no work of mine could take, dear Lord, the place of Thine. Thy blood hath pardoned but for me, and I shall stand complete in Thee. Complete in Thee, each one supplied, and no good thing to me denied. Since Thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more, complete in Thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned but for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in Thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace has conquered, reigned within. Thy blood shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in Thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Dear Savior, when before Thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among the chosen I shall be, at Thy right hand, complete in Thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned bought for me, and I shall stand complete in Thee. Complete in Thee.
Those words were written by Fanny Crosby, the hymn writer of many, many years ago. And of course, my dear friend, Dr. Al Smith, put a lot of her words into music, not that particular one, but many others. And what a lady of God she was. And certainly I thank the Lord for the heritage that she's given us in so many of the great hymns that we sing today. Well, if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me this morning to John chapter 17. I truly wish I had the time to read the entire chapter, but I do not. This particular chapter is really the Lord's Prayer. And it's the prayer where the Lord Jesus Christ himself is just about ready to go to the cross. And right before he goes to the cross, he has this great intimate time of prayer with the Father. And what he is doing, as we read down through this passage of Scripture, is praying for his disciples, those who were with him at that time, as well as those of us who would come along at a later time. And truly, I would encourage you to take some time today, even if you can, to read the entire chapter. But there are two verses of Scripture that I really want to highlight from John chapter 17 in our Lord's Prayer, and that they are verses 11 and 14. Verses 11 and 14. In verse 11, and again, remember the Lord Jesus Christ is praying to his Father, and he says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee." And then down at verse 14, we read these words as Jesus continues to pray, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." That's John chapter 17, verses 11 and 14. And again, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about the fact that even though he had been in the world for now nearly 33 years, actually a little over 33 years, he was about ready to go to the cross and then, of course, to ascend back up into heaven. And in the process of this prayer, he is praying for his disciples. Now, keep in mind that when we are talking about the world, we are talking about that system that is under the control of Satan, that is diametrically opposed to God and fueled by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And as long as we live in this world, on this earth, we are going to be facing that world system every day of our lives. And so when the Lord Jesus prays here in verse 11 and says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, I come to thee." And then as he prays in verse 14, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." He was recognizing the fact that as his disciples, they were living here on this earth, in this world, as it were, physically, but they were not of the world spiritually, simply because of the fact that they had trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And for each and every one of us who know the Lord, for each and every one of us who are born again, yes, indeed, we are living in this world. And the world system is all around us. Not only are we living in this world as it relates to the other people of the planet, but the world system, that system that's under the control of Satan, that is diametrically opposed to God and fueled by the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is all around us. But let's just think for a moment or two on that phrase, "in the world, but not of the world." Again, verse 11, Jesus says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world." What does that mean? Well, again, it means that as the disciples of Christ, we are living in this world physically. Why is that the case? I can remember a number of years ago talking to a fellow who had just been saved, and after he came to Christ as Savior, he was going through a lot of trials. And he said to me, "Pastor, why is it that God didn't take me into heaven the moment that I got saved? Why did he leave me here in the world?" Well, that's a good question. And maybe many of us have asked that question down through the years. Well, there's a reason for it. And certainly we recognize that the world hates us. Even as the world hated the original disciples of Christ, the world hates us as well, particularly if we are truly living for the Lord. Why are we still in this world, as it were? Well, there may be many reasons, but at least four of them I want to share with you today. Number one, we are in this world to witness for Jesus Christ. Think about it. If we were not in this world, others would not know of Christ. If the person who led you to Christ was not in this world, you might not even be saved today. So we are here to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Great Commission has been given and rendered to us no less than five times in the Word of God. We are to be witnesses for Christ. Secondly, we are to proclaim God's truth. We are in the world to proclaim God's truth. You see, the world tells us that there is no truth. There is no absolute truth. But there is absolute truth found in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. And so we are here to proclaim God's truth so that people can understand who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. Thirdly, we are left in the world to promote righteousness. You know, Proverbs 14 and verse 34 says, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to every people." Every people. And certainly, we have the responsibility to promote righteousness in every aspect of life so that we can draw attention to God and His greatness. And then, of course, we are left in this world to glorify God. In everything that you and I do, we are to exalt Him and point attention to Him. And so we are in this world physically for the purpose of being a witness for Christ, to proclaim God's truth, to promote righteousness, and to glorify God. But as Jesus said then later on in verse 14, He says, they are not in the world. That's something to take into consideration. Oh yes, we are in this world physically, but we are not of this world, as it were, spiritually. Jesus said, they are not of the world. John chapter 17 and verse 14. What does that mean? Well, it simply means that at the time of our salvation, we are set apart unto God. The word that describes that is the word sanctification or sanctified. The moment we trust Christ as Savior, He sanctifies us unto the Lord, unto God, as it were, through the Holy Spirit, and we are ever, ever children of God. Also, at the time of salvation, we are secured in heaven. To the reality, as Peter brings it out, we are just pilgrims in this world. Our citizenship is really in heaven. And so one of the things that you and I as Christians need to take into consideration is that we are living in this world to witness for Christ, to proclaim God's truth, to promote righteousness, and to glorify God. But our citizenship is in heaven, and one of these days, that's where we will really be, either through death or through the rapture. I trust that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If you do, I rejoice along with you over that. But if you don't, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say the best is yet to come. God bless you. Go to church today. We'll see you next week, the Lord willing.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.